Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, we are here for Perek Nidameya, Women's Learning Division of Adash Shur. On Sunday morning, we're going to be learning Parshas Chayasara. 27 years ago, yesterday, I was in Adash Shur for a prub. You know what a prub is?
Checkout.
Right. A Prava Shabbos means you come in and you, and they see. And here is my mother-in-law. Look at him bringing up the guard over here. Unbelievable. Okay. So 27 years ago, my anniversary of my Prava Shabbos initial, I spoke for the women on Shabbos afternoon. And I spoke about a three-word Rashi. Short Rashi that has three words. Rashi is on the first pasuk in this parsha. Zokta Helika Rashi. Vayiyu chaye soro. And it was the life of soro. Meya shono. Yashim shono. Vesheva shono. Everybody's familiar with the famous Rashi. Bas kufke bas chof. Bas chofke bas zah. Shnei chaye soro. That is a short three-word Rashi, which is not as famous. Shnei chaye soro. The years of the life of soro. Zok Rashi. Kulon shavin l'toyva. All of these years were equal in their goodness. Rav Tzin Breen, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
How old was Sari Meina when she had a child? In her 90s. She was 90. I'd like to ask you a question. Sari Meina was 90 years old when she had her first child. Her only child. When she was 89 years old, she had no children. When she was 89 years old, she had already been taken, Rahman al-Islam, by strange men. Twice. Humiliation. She also had an incident with, I don't know what the English word for it is, tsara. Her tsara means her husband's other wife. Hagar. With her husband's other wife's son, she had an incident. I'll ask you a question. When she was 90 years old and she had a child, was it the same year as 89 years old and being barren for so many years and going through all these other things? She had a child now. After that, she was never taken away to another man's house. She had a child. Is it the same? What does Rashi mean, kulon, shavim, l'toyva? They're all equal in their goodness. What do the words mean? Kulon? All of them, shavim, were equal with toiva in their goodness. What do you mean? How could they be equal in their goodness?
Maybe how she looked at it.
Maybe how she looked at it. Well, let's examine that incredible statement. Maybe how she looked at it. There's a famous, famous statement by Rabbi Akiva. Are you familiar with it? Story. Are you familiar with it? I will give you a hint, maybe you would tell me yes. You know many stories of Yekiva. I will tell you a story of Yekiva, which is quoted in the Medrash. A rather famous story about Yekiva quoted in the Medrash. Which Medrash? The Medrash on Megillas Esther. Familiar with this? But he stopped asking me if I'm familiar with it. Just tell me what he's talking about already. I know exactly what you're all thinking. It's fine.
He reads minds.
Now, state that story in the Medrash. Rabbi Akiva is giving shir. Hayyoshe v'dayrish. Rabbi Akiva is sitting and giving shir. You know the story? What happened? V'nisnam nenu hatamidim. What does that mean? V'ken azayin Rabbi Akiva zok nashir. People are asleep. How's it possible? Vo la'ara oyasayin. He came to awaken them. How can he be asleep? Rabbi Akiva saying shir. How's it shaykh? But as I said. Omar. Rabbi Akiva asked them the famous question. What did he ask them? Ma zochsa Esther lumar chakuf chav zayin medina. What gave Esther the ability to be the queen of 127 countries? Lekachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavoy Esther. Bita shall sara. Esther, the daughter of Sarah, shall come. Shechoysa kuf chav zayin shana. She lived to be 127. Timlech and she will rule of kuf. Of Kuf Chazayim Medina, she will rule 127 countries. Can you explain to me what's going on here? Because Esther 127, Tzar 127, Rabbi Akiva put it all together. Why Rabbi Akiva? What does it mean? Why were they asleep? What is this Medrash talking about? What's going on in the Medrash? So I'd like to perhaps suggest the following pshat. I saw that a little bit, maybe the Kedusha Rim is saying this also, but I'd like to suggest the following pshat. You know, my grandfather was born in 1898. Came to America in 1904. You know, he told me that many times as a child growing up, he found himself waking up in the morning for the day on the floor. You know why? Because in his bed was sleeping a mashulach. Would anybody ever let a mashulach in who you don't know to sleep in? Anybody ever let a mashulach in who you don't know to sleep in your house and take away one of your kids' beds and put them in a bed? The world has changed drastically. In the old days, there were no hotels. There were no motels. Now, I write you a check. Go down the road. Go find a hotel. What hotel? So go to the Achnos Zorchim. When they did have Achnos Zorchim, they had Achnos Zorchim because people lived in one-room huts. Now we have people with 17-bedroom homes, and if a mishloch knocks on the door, nobody will sleep in anybody's house. Sad commentary. Can I sleep in your house? Who are you? What are you? Well, too. Okay, when our friends make a chasm and their friends come in from New York, they're shabby thing. Big Rosh Hashiva's come, we want to sleep in your house. But they're a big tzaddik, and I'm somewhere, you know. So, Rabbi Akiva went to a town and said, I need a place to sleep. Nobody let him in. So what did he do? He went to the forest. Ever sleep in the forest? I want something in the forest overnight. The camp used to be a big deal. The kids will go for overnights. I'm talking a real overnight. They have a sleeping bag. We ate cold Heinz beans because we couldn't figure out how to make a fire. My camping is sleeping in a motel with a good shower and a good bed. I'm not, no camping, sleeping in a sleeping blanket on the ground. You want to do it? Go right ahead and do it. I'm not doing it. I'm just going to shout this. Eric, you had no check. We had to go to the forest. Takes his chamor with him. Pack out with his car. Took his rooster with him. That was his clock. And he took, I don't know what the other thing is, some Flintstones or something like creative. Because Buckle sends a wolf, right? A lion. Hamor. He sends a wolf, and the wolf eats the rooster. And then he sends some wind, and the wind blows out the candle. And we all know the story. And the murderers came through. They didn't hear him, and they killed everybody in the town. What did Akiva say? Kol ma'adav rachmona l'tavol. Kol ma'adav rachmona l'tavol. His Rebbe was Nachum Yish Gamzu, who said Gamzu l'tavol. He said kol ma'adav rachmona l'tavol. Is there a difference between kol ma'adav rachmona l'tavol and Gamzu l'tavol? What's our whole safer on the subject? Okay, but the mic comes over to you. Now here's a question. Esther Amalka. Many years ago, it's spoke about this. Esther Amalka. There's a big misconception in the world. Esther Amalka. The Megillah's over. The Yidna saved. Myridik. Simcha. Unbelievable. Mame Shusha. The God's a tumult. What's with Esther Mordecai? They lived happily ever after? Yeah. What'd you say? No. Why no? She was divorced. First of all, she got divorced. Then she got divorced. You know that Esther and Mordecai of one very few couples in world history who both the husband and wife were neviim. Esther was a tzaddikus. Mordechai was a gadol hador. He thinks this is Tamara. She divorced her husband who was a gadol hador. He divorced his wife who was a tzaddikus hador. And then she had a child. Pardon. Esther was married Esther Hamalka. You know how she was the Malka of 127 Medinas? How'd she get to be queen of 127 Medinas? Because she married a goy, poof! She married a goy! I asked the Mashiach that's all one time. How's it Shaykh that Nesla Purim comes about through such horror? Horror! We don't focus on this because we don't know how to deal with it. Esther Amalek is married to a goy. So the talent that people like to say is the Zohar says she never really lived with him. She had a shade, but that's not what the Gemara says. That's the Zohar. The Gemara says she lived with a goy. She had a child from a goy. What was wrong? How'd she do it? How'd she do it? The doctor be Akiva Esther Amalek 127 years. How'd she do it from Sora Imen 127 years? Maybe. It's a bomb kasha. Cool on Shabbat the Seder. What is cool on Shabbat the Seder? So now, I once saw a Gabaldic Akasha in double course. He brings down from Achroin and West Akasha. A Novi has to be Besimcha to get in the war. Correct? Is that true? A Novi has to be Besimcha to get in the war. So did Yirmiyah write Eicha? It's a bomb. Give me your orech. How do you write it? Miss Fox, what do you have to say over here? No? Give me your orech. What's going on here? How do you write it? So I'd like to translate the word simple for you. Okay? How do we normally translate simple? Happy. Okay, I want to tell you what simple means. Simcha means energized. It also means happy. But it doesn't only mean happy. It means energy. You know what energized means? A person, not one of the side, is depressed and terribly sad. You know what happens to somebody? They can't get out of bed. There's no energy. There's no kaychus. Does a person need energy on Tisha B'Av, or a person can just stay in bed all day Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av morning, you have to get up to turn chakras if the kiddush is 3 hours on the floor. That's a lot of energy. What are those kiddush talking about? What does it mean? What's going on over here? Purim takes energy. Of course it does. But Purim also has. When you think of Purim, you think of Simcha. That means the following. There is an outburst of happiness associated with Simcha, which sometimes manifests itself in Purim, sometimes in Yontif, sometimes in a Chasana. But there's also Simcha, which means energy, that I am functioning at a very high energy level. And that can be Tisha B'Av. That can be Shiva Rachman also. People coming into the house, you're talking to them. You got to daven 3 times a day. A lot of things to do. You're cognizant of the halachas. Sori Meinu was an Eved of Hashem. That requires a Madrega, which requires constant energy that I accept whatever Hashem gives. Kulan Shavin. Let's say Kulan Shavin Lurikida. Esther Imenu. Sorry, Imenu. Excuse me. Sorry, Imenu. She made some type of simcha. Shiloh, she made it at the bris. She made it when he was 24 years old. But she wasn't the simcha the day she had a child. Of course she was the simcha. Did she have that emotion of having a child when she was 89? No. Did she have that emotion of incredible joy when she was 89? No. She would have asked the sorry Maynard, is it a good year? She would have said, absolutely yes. 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 Cool on, shove on the table. Why? It's a Ratzon HaBoreh. Oh. You would ask her, Esther, what year did you make a Kiddush? I 90th. Why? I had a baby. Why did you make 89th? I had no cause to make a Kiddush. Make a kid. Is it a bad year? Bad chassidim day. Cool on, shove them the toys. Okay, so I'm wondering. Come on. Comes along with Yakiba. And Yakiba says, what in the world gave Esther Hamalka the ability to be the queen of 127 Medina, if it meant that it happened through the marriage of a goy? That's true. Did she get the perfect Medina? How could it be? She's married to a goy. The answer is she got it from Sori Meinu. The Sori Meinu taught us the cool on Shabbat. You want to ask Esther Amalka, did she wish to marry Achashverosh? The answer was no. Was she happy? Did she make a kiddush when she married Achashverosh? The answer is no. Did she invite all her friends to Sheva Brachos when she married Achashverosh? Of course not. Nobody even knew she was Jewish, but of course she didn't invite her friends. It was not a moment of celebration. It was a moment of acceptance of Kol Ma De'Ovid Rachmana L'Tav Ovid Kulon Shavon L'Toyv. So now, for the first time, I said this work 10 years ago, with modifications and additions. And then this year, I was thinking about this work. And I would like to say the following. For this, you need rabbinic license, so to speak. But I like to say I'll be Jewish for that, but I mean it. What do you mean if you keep walking into shiur, people fall asleep? How do you fall asleep during the keep a shiur? What do you mean? Fall asleep during the keep a shiur. When did the Kiva live? Anybody know? What happened during the Kiva's lifetime? Anybody know? Who? Good Mr. Migdash, excellent. Now, during the time of the Kiva was raising 24,000 Talmidim who eventually died. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, of course. We forget about these things. Very often we have a tendency that people live like idyllic lives. Rabbi Akiva was alive during the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Destroyed. So one day Rabbi Akiva walks into Shir. Now, I'm going to try, I don't have anybody who's saying this explicitly yet, I haven't found anybody yet, but I'm believing that there's a muffin to say the following. Rabbi Akiva walked into Shir one day. And the Yerlum is, Benisnam not Talmidim. I'm wondering, is it possible to say Benisnam not Talmidim they were asleep because they lost their energy? Actually, Akiva Chasid Shalom said a boring Shir, they were asleep. Because last night they danced at a Chasid and they were asleep. It's a little hard to be energized. It's more than a little hard to be energized. It's very hard to be energized. It's very easy to pull the covers over your head and go back to sleep and say, I hope it didn't happen. Or sit in front of somebody there and not function. It's easier to do that. It's easier to do that. Rekiva walks in and sees his tummy. He says to himself, there's depression going on over here. There's a lack of energy in this room. He didn't get up and say, let's do a rikud. Let's dance. Let's make a kiddush. Somebody did. What did he do? Rekiva said, the energy level in this room is lacking. Something has to be done. That's what Rekiva said. So what did he do? He said, told me what. He said, Rabbi Tzai, you're asleep. How do you think Esther Amalka was a queen of 127 Medinas married to a goy? How'd she do it? Because she got it from Sarah Imenu, who said, Kulan Shem L'Toyva. Who's the master of the statement? Rabbi Akiva, whose life was Kol Ma'adav Rachman L'Tava. So Parshas Chayesorah has so many limudim, the stories of the Marsamach Pela, and of course the story of the Shidduch, and the story of Avraham Avinu getting remarried. So many things going on in Parshas Chayesorah. And tucked away at the beginning of Parshas Chayesorah is a three-word Rashi. Kulon Shavon L'Tav. And I think that three-word Rashi is a beacon of light to tell us how we should conduct ourselves when we're in a Matzav. I'll tell you the truth, everybody say. Who's not in a matzav? Life is a matzav. Life is a matzav.
Life is not a matzav. Life is a road. You're in a car, and there are speed bumps. You got to slow down. Then there's construction. You got to take a detour. Then there are screws and nails. And you get a flat tire. There are a lot of things going on in life. So in this room where we are sitting now on Thursday evenings for the last, not in this room for the last 15 years, but in shul and in this room for the last 9 years, we have a vad. What's a vad? A vad is a group of people who get together, who hear a little bit of divrei musar. You give me a bracha, because I'm hoping one day to take this vad and make it a national initiative. Please give me a bracha, say amen. And the vad is that you get together, somebody says a vart, a musar that goes to hair. And at the same time, we also are working on kabbalas. Kabbalas We worked on a Kabbalah for about, I don't know, 11, 12 years, maybe more. And the Kabbalah was, I have it in my pocket, some of you have seen my brachas card. On the bottom of my brachas card, it says, Kol ma'adav rachmanu l'tavav. Kol ma'adav rachmanu l'tavav. We worked on that, I'm telling you, I don't know, more than 10 years for sure, maybe more than a dozen years. And I'll tell you what it does. It's the most inexpensive therapy in the world. Because what it does for you is it gives you an internal calmness. But it takes a lot of work. You can give a person internal calmness. I'm with the Beirei. And that's why it is a very strange thing. It's a halacha of Reshus and Shulchan Aruch. I'm in Reish Lamed Sifei, my memory hook is rally. Reish Lamed Hey. Reish Lamed Sifei, rally. When you're on a rally yourself. But why does the halacha, you benchlich? Of course you benchlich. What kind of insulting question is that? Every Friday, right? Of course. You know, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, Lo'oilam have a rogil lahadlik neiros erev Shabbos. You know what it says in Shulchan Aruch? It says, Tzorach lahadlik neiros erev Shabbos. How come? By this halacha, it says, Oilam have yodam rogil loy ma'akom adam rachman al tabam. Just say, Chayiv odam loy ma'akom adam rachman al tabam. What's the oilam have yodam rogil? What does the oilam mean? What does the oilam mean? Forever. What is it? So I think the pshat is that this mitzvah requires that a person be constantly involved in it. Because everything that happens in life happens from the Beirei. Kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav. Now I'll tell you a secret. If you get involved in kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav, what you do is you get involved in talking to the Beirei. Hashem, I understand I got the flat before the big appointment. Kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav. Hashem, I understand I missed my flight. Kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav. I wish I knew why I had to miss my flight, but come on, the Rachman al-Tabah. You say that enough, you develop a relationship. You know what happens, you develop a relationship? You can turn to the Beirei in your car and say, Hashem, I've told you this before, Hashem. Yeah, I'm in Manhattan. I need a parking spot. Why can't you ask Hashem for a parking spot? Hashem, I'm in the airport. I need to be able to get an aisle seat. Why can't you ask Hashem for an aisle seat? Sometimes he'll say yes, sometimes he'll say no. You know, you can talk to Hashem all the time. If you talk to Hashem all the time. You say to Hashem, Kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav. Whatever you do, I don't like it necessarily, but I'm willing to accept it. Then you get into a relationship where you can talk to Hashem and ask him for whatever you want. I saw an amazing thing. Miss Fox is going to like this. I'm picking on her today, but you'll see why she's going to like it in a minute. The Belzer Rebbe said, on the last day of Yontif, when he gives this gigantic, the day after Yontif, he gives this gigantic shmooze, all this Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael and worldwide. So he told them that, listen, everybody in Belz has to have a vod. That's what he said, everybody has to have a vod. And then you know what he said? Even women have to have a vod. Why shouldn't women learn most of all? Now we understand that women are high madriga than men. Well, the Maestro, they still need a vod. So the vod, why should a woman have a vod? So this really for us is a little bit of a vod, but we're not into the Kabbalahs. I don't know if a woman should really have a woman's vod. I don't know if someone that's with the Belzer Rebbe meant also. I'm not sure. But Lamaisa, this is life. If you want to talk about a vod for women, you can talk to Miss Fox over here. She's in the middle of organizing a vod for women. I'm being serious here. You can talk to her. But Lamaisa, Kol ma'adav rachman l'tavav, and it comes out an unbelievable thing. I'm going to be a kiva. You saw people asleep. Zakri Akiva. What's with Esther HaMalka? What her life was not fraught with challenges and difficulties. It was an ongoing challenge from the moment she became the queen of 127 Medinas because Rachman al-Tan, she was married to a guy. Rachman al-Tan. And where'd she get it from? Sorry, main. Who lived 127 years? Kul and Shavu Nataiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, come on, the Rachman al-Tav of it. So maybe that's the connection. When did he say it? When he saw his Talmidim getting a little bit despondent and not having the energy to learn. So we should be Zecher, everybody say. Go with that. Take life's bumps and ride with them. Not easy to do. It's not easy to do. Not easy to do. But it's doable. I think Rabbi Akiva is going to lay down the formula for it. It's doable. How did Rabbi Akiva go right after 24,000 Talmidim died? You know what that means? 24,000 Talmidim? It's four times as big as Lakewood. 24,000! Four times bigger than the Mir. 24,000! Only 12,000 from Jews in the whole Chicago. That's it. 3,000-4,000 families, 10,000-12,000 Jews, 24,000 Talmidim! What did he do? He got up and went weiter. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Married to a woman who was masking Mishali for 24 years, they're not shy of themselves. Those are people who live with the Bayre constantly. Constantly. So, I get energized by coming on a Sunday morning to a building in which it's, for the people who may listen to this tape in the future, you know, in the comfort of their car or of their home, knowing that there are people here who came out when it was below 30 degrees, and winter hasn't started yet, below 30 degrees with ice on the ground, and they're coming here to learn. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We should all be safe. A man said it based on the lives of two women who pursued him. Maybe he got it from his wife. Also, Rachel, very possible.
Yes.
There's a love in Eretz Israel who just been
born. Oish.
And he said,
what was his name?
Family. I forgot.
Ron? No, not Ron.
Everything is good. I read it and I could not believe what that man
said. That by me said to say that is that's a different matter. You read.
I just read it.
Yeah, I'm saying.
The fourth one was the 17-year-old child who was killed at the railroad station by this terror.
That's a different matter. That's a different.
Everything is good.
There are some chassidim who say that. We don't do that. We don't say kol ma'adav rachman v'tav av by misa. By misa we say baruch dynamis, which is related, but it's different. It's different. Okay, so we should be zeicher.